Hello, it is April 3rd already. Can you believe that, Chase?
I cannot.
It's producer Chase over there, and Caddy is stuck in a meeting right now, so we're going to handle the podcast one more time.
Uno más day. That's day in Spanish.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that clarification, Chase. Really needed that. So today, what you missed out on was some amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much am 100% certain that I cannot be a parent because of a catastrophe I had in a movie theater with four little children. They should not have been left in my care.
That's a tough go at someone with no kids. Give them four.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. My sister did convince me to take that fourth one.
Yeah, so I think you get a pass if going from no kids to four kids. That's a lot to ask from someone.
I don't know. Judge for yourself. And then we also talked about how lying to your kids is okay sometimes.
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome stories. My parents did it all the time to me, and I'm sure they did it to you too.
What was the worst lie your parents told you, Chase, that you just now figured out in adulthood?
I am adopted.
That's really sad.
I'm kidding.
I hope you didn't just find that out.
I'm kidding. I found out a couple weeks ago.
Well, there are more awesome stories just like that. So stay tuned for that. And then can't beat Caddy.
Can't beat Caddy. It's a 20-second pop culture. Oh, damn.
Do it.
Can't beat Caddy. It's a pop culture trivia.
You can do it.
Can't beat Caddy. It's a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown.
Can't beat Caddy. It's a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. If you want to be Caddy's challenger, text CADDY to the number
68255.
There we go.
68255.
Perfect.
What is CADDY going for? It's number two?
Today would be two.
Two in a row.
Yes, two in a
row. Hashtag March to 1,000 wins. So 998?
998 to go.
Well, we are in radio, not teaching math. So
exactly.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Hashtag attainable goals. And we're going to start with, you know, you have that heart sinking feeling when you get an email from someone from your past. It happened to me. An ex reached out to me and I don't really know what to make of it. So seeing as how Caddy and producer Chase over here are both male.
What?
I decided that they should do a male-male translation.
Yeah, bringing in the experts.
Exactly.
The guys who can break down an email the only way that you should. Two guys, two level-headed men are going to break down this email.
You'll see how wise they are in male-to-male translation. Let's go.
I have no idea what is getting ready to happen, but Allie Mack, you received an email from your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that because there are two grown men in the studio that we can translate it for you.
Well, I would like your advice on it or what you think it's about, because I was just pretty perplexed by this email that I got yesterday out of the blue. This was not a bad breakup with this particular boyfriend. It just wasn't good timing. And we don't speak ever. I don't know why it wasn't a text message. Maybe he deleted my number because it was an email.
Because you ghosted him or something a bit.
No. It was like a calm conversation. We are no longer together. And
how long ago was this relationship?
It
ended. Now, if you got to think about it, you've been dating around.
No. It ended 2 years ago.
All right. Okay. So you listening as well can help to translate the email that Allie Mack got from her ex-boyfriend just out of the blue yesterday.
Out of the blue yesterday.
All right.
He said, "Hey, Al." Because that's what he called me. "Have some news. Wanted to talk to you about it. Can you meet at our place sometime next week for dinner? Hope you've been well." That's it.
Our place. Is that the name of a restaurant, ITP? Or is that... Do y'all have a place?
We have a place.
What? Which motel was that?
That's hilarious, Cadillac Jack. Thank you. I'm glad I brought this issue to you and you're taking it so seriously.
I am. Let's start with Chase, who steers the ship every morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, 5 to 10, Kicks 101.5.
Can you read that one more time?
Yes.
If it's that short.
"Hey, Al. Have some news. Wanted to talk to you about it. Can you meet at our place sometime next week for dinner? Hope you've been well."
A few questions from the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Is he currently with someone, do you know?
I have no idea. It was an amicable breakup, but it's like I can't see what an ex is up to. I have to remove them from my life. So no social media. I don't know.
So you block him.
As soon as you get done with him, you block him.
I think he either wants one of two things. Maybe a job.
Hang on.
Maybe a job, or maybe he's lonely and he wants to meet at our place.
Where was your place?
Jalisco and Peachtree Battle. I mean, it's a Mexican place. It's really good. But
where's he live? Or where did he
live? What's his address?
What city? Okay, let me ask you this. Is he inside the perimeter as well?
Yeah.
As you? You live in Buckhead. He's ITP too.
Probably like old Fourth Ward area.
So he wants to get back with you.
No.
No, he has some news. He has some news. So I guess the question is, what does that mean? How do we translate that as men? If you write to an ex and say, I have some news I need to share with you, let's meet at our place.
Yeah, that's the first thing. I have some news.
Yeah, and it was 2 years ago, so that rules out maybe a burning sensation when he pees. So
thanks, Chase.
So 2 years ago, so it's definitely not that.
Thanks, Chase. You know what? I'm never going to ask y'all for advice ever again.
Can you be a male translator for Allie Mack's Cadillac Jack? Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits.
If him and her had like a good connection as far as relationship, I think he'd just do a small talk to get her back in, and then he's going to tell her, I actually have feelings for you, and then he wants to try to date her again.
So this is like a little tossing a breadcrumb in the pond, hoping the fish will bite, right?
Exactly.
Not a hook quite yet. You're scouting the water, making sure the fish are there before you cast.
This one, no.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have done this before. Adam from Covington.
Okay, Adam from Covington just admitted that you have done this before. So you're pretty dead set on that being the translation of the email.
Yes.
Kicks High, it's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Good morning. Allie got an email from an ex-boyfriend. Summarize his two lines. It took him all of probably 15 seconds to write, Allie Mack.
Has news to share and wants to meet at our place.
Which is a Mexican restaurant down around Peachtree Battle.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a similar text from an ex, and he wanted to let me know he was getting married.
That's exactly what I think is going to be the news.
He said, I didn't want you to hear it from somebody else.
That's what you said, Allie Mack.
Yeah.
Chase, what you got? Good morning.
What if Caddy and I stalk this guy on social media? And if he's engaged or with another chick, then we can break the news to you. But if he's not, we can also break the news and say, hey, maybe he wants you again.
I got two softball games and another career day and got to pack for spring break. So if you don't mind, Chase, take that project on yourself.
We'll go that route. No social media.
So let's say he's letting me know he's engaged. Y'all will be there to sop up the tears from my eyes, or will you be there to make jokes about STDs?
Well, that, but we'll be there for margaritas. Would you agree?
Would I agree to what? That stalking him?
Then, Allie Mack, you reach out to him again and say, yes, I'll meet you at Boozy's Mexican Grill.
Thank goodness we have Estrogen on the line here, because she's the only one seeing that y'all have a terrible idea here.
Yeah, I think Allie's going to receive another message from you guys saying, we need help. We're behind bars.
Yeah, that's why I set up a Venmo account. Have a great morning, okay? Thank you. You too, by the way. You too. Allie Mack is not qualified to be a parent. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. And this is something that you told me yesterday. You personally told me, Allie Mack.
Yeah, I am not qualified. And I learned that hard lesson over the weekend. I have so much respect for all mothers, all fathers, anyone that has a child in their care. I hold you in the highest regard right now because I took my four nieces and nephews to the movies over the weekend. And these are well-behaved children. And I don't think I'm qualified to put any child in my care because one told me they don't like me. One was sulking throughout the entire movie. One was checked out, didn't want to see that movie. And the other one was stuck in the chair, in the movie theater chair. Like, I took four kids to the movies and I felt like it wasn't fun for anyone. And I feel so responsible for that.
Let me stop and ask first, how did the kid get stuck in the movie chair?
She's small.
You're talking about in the theater.
Yes, she's so small. And those movie chairs fold up. And so she was sitting there. And I don't think anything would have happened if she hadn't had to go to the bathroom, but she had to go to the bathroom. So then it was like almost like a panic. She's trying to get out and the thing just flopped closed on her. And so we had to tug on her. I was about to have to go get someone to help me, but finally at the last second, Evelyn came free. I just felt like I couldn't win, and I felt like I couldn't make anyone happy, and it was supposed to be fun, and it just made me rethink, like, wow, this parent thing, I might not have that gene. It might not be in me.
What is the age range?
3 to 10.
And you say that you're not qualified to be a parent. It's Cadillac Jack, and I disagree with you. I think you would be a great parent. I think you would be a great mom. Great mom, great dad's got to be a great role model for the kids. I think that you would certainly have that. A great mom, a great dad, parent shows a child endless love. You know how to do that.
Do you, Cadillac, as a dad, have those moments, though?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
You're sitting there and you're just like, am I, like, ruining them right now?
I bought from Amazon.com a deer blind so that I can go in the woods behind the house and hide for my three kids.
No, you did.
Absolutely, I did. Amazon Prime. They got it there in 24 hours, and that's where I'll hide out. So, yes, those times certainly come about, but they're going to do that as whether you're an aunt or whether you are a mom, and I think that you are overqualified to be a great mom.
Well, there, you know, a long time ago, someone told me, once you have kids, you never feel at peace, and because you're always worried. And I felt that during that hour-and-a-half-long movie. The entire time, I'm watching with my peripherals. This one over here is upset. This one's stuck in the chair. You know, I'm watching, and not one moment was peaceful for me. And I was like, maybe this is not my wheelhouse.
No. I think that it is. Cadillac Jack Alley, Matt Kicks 101.5. I think that sometime as a parent, you have fed your kids a lie. I think, hi, it's Cadillac. I think it's okay to tell your kids lies. Not huge lies, but just little white lies. Kimberly from Gainesville, good morning. You have kids?
I do. I have a daughter.
When is the last time that you told a lie to Mackenzie Allen, your daughter?
Probably in the last few days, actually.
Okay. We all do it. I'm a 44-year-old father of three. I get it. I lie to my kids all the time.
It's got to be something that just made parenting just a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's not like a really heavy lie.
A white lie.
It's just something to get you out of a commitment. Allie Mack, share your story about the dome light inside your car.
Up until yesterday, for my entire adult and childhood, I have believed that it is illegal to drive with the interior lights on. My parents told me that was illegal, and so I thought it was illegal. I've never turned my lights on because those lights are only for when the car is parked and you're looking for something.
You've never turned on your interior light, your dome, anything when you've been driving for your entire adult life?
No.
Because your dad told you this when you were growing up?
It's illegal.
He told a lie. You know, when your kids are a certain age, they can't figure out that you're feeding them a little white lie. You can get away with little lies, nothing big, simple lies, like leaving at intermission when there's a quarter still to go or a period still to go in a sports event. I'll share that story with you coming up. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. If you are a certain age right now, you're headed to school with mom, dad, I'm Cadillac with Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. You're going to be heartbroken by this conversation. But mom and dad, you know that you are guilty of lying to your kids. Often just small little lies, Allie Mack.
Yeah, apparently just little things will help you get through parenting just a little bit easier. My parents had five kids, like a litter of kids. So I understand that they just didn't want us like crawling around, putting the lights on in the car. But I did not know until yesterday that it's not illegal to put your lights on, the interior lights in your car. And no joke, my sister, who has four kids of her own, just texted me and said that she didn't realize it was illegal either. It wasn't illegal. And she's been telling her kids, you can't turn the lights on because it's
so
illegal.
It's become a multi-generational lie.
Yes, it keeps going. It's okay to have a white lie, but you got to correct it once the person's an adult.
I've had, something weighing heavy on me. And that is a lie that I told to all three of my kids when they were much younger. And we would go to a sporting event or Disney on Ice or, you know, anything with the kids. A circus,
right.
Whatever. I remember specifically my son, Will, who is now a senior in high school. We would go see Gwinnett Gladiators.
Okay.
Play ice hockey.
Right.
And there's three periods in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's a question.
Yes.
Okay. And so at the end of the second period, I'd be like, okay, son, that's it. Let's go. And after so many games, like five games, he turned around as we were leaving and he said, Daddy, how come nobody else is leaving? And I said, son, they're on their way. They're on their way. They're buying some T-shirts and hoodie sweatshirts and things like that. But, yeah, the game's over, son. You saw the final score on the big Jumbotron.
Did he ever figure it out?
Yes.
Yes, eventually.
Didn't take long at all. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, you have lied to your kids at some point. Just a small little lie makes parenting a lot easier. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5.
Sometimes you don't find out until adulthood that this was a lie that your parents told you. And maybe it is just something minor, but it is such a big deal to you when you find out.
So it can be a lie that you were told as a child,
mm-hmm.
or a lie that you had told your kids mm-hmm. as a parent. Good morning, Kicks 101.5.
I am a child, and I have a white lie that my parents always told me.
Here we go.
What did they tell
you? We're going to flip it. I love it. Go ahead.
So when I was little, my dad had always promised me that we would go to Chuck E. Cheese. And one day, he put me and my sister in the car. We were driving down the road, and we passed a burned-down building. And my dad told me that Chuck E. Cheese burned down, and we could never go.
No! No!
And it was never rebuilt in your childhood, right?
Nope, never rebuilt. We never got to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And then a couple years later, I went for a birthday party, and I was like, what? It's brand new. Look at this nice Chuck E. Cheese they rebuilt.
Great story to share about your parents lying to you as a child. How old are you right now? I know it's rude to ask a lady. I'm just curious.
I'm 21.
Have you ever said anything to your dad?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I got older, I was like, Chuck E. Cheese never burned down, did it? He was like, no, I just hate screaming children, and I don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Great story.
Caddy's the man you gotta be.
Hey, Caddy, if brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose.
Wow. Where do you come up with these things?
Brooke came up with that one. Now,
sure.
Now, Brooke, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
Can't Be Caddy.
17 wins. As the hashtag March to 100 wins continues, beat you this morning and we'll be up to 18.
And today's category. So a man, this is a crazy story, reported his car missing 20 years ago and just last week finally got it back. Yeah, it was found in an abandoned building.
Clearly he didn't remember where he parked.
No. So today's category is lost, okay?
Okay.
All right, now it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, Brooke, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Leave the main stage.
All right, Brooke, I'll be out here in the hall.
Okay, Caddy is out, and your 20 seconds will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay, Brooke?
Okay.
What city did Macaulay Culkin get lost in Home Alone 2?
New York.
Dateline host Keith Morrison will give you directions on what app if you get lost. Bo Bice lost American Idol to what Kix 101.5 country singer?
Oh, gosh.
That's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here.
That was fast.
All right, Caddy.
Been out there working on my Insta story.
Oh, have you? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Caddy, Brooke from Dahlonega. Uh-huh. Got one right.
Okay.
So you have 20 seconds to get at least one right, okay?
Well done, Brooke.
Category is lost, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
Ready.
What city did Macaulay Culkin get lost in Home Alone?
New York City.
Dateline host Keith Morrison will give you directions on what app if you get lost.
Man, he's my favorite. Waze.
Bo Bice lost American Idol to what Kix 101.5 country singer?
Kelly Pickler.
Who does Harrison Ford play in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
The guitar just fell, sorry.
And that's timer.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow, that was distracting when the guitar fell off the wall here in the main stage, okay?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
So, Bo Bice lost American Idol to what Kix 101.5 country singer? Caddy, you're going to kick yourself for this one. That is Carrie Underwood.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
And who does Harrison Ford play in Raiders of the Lost Ark? That is Indiana Jones.
Yes, of course it is.
Brings the tally to Brooke from Dahlonega got one right, and Caddy got two right.
Yep, yep.
So Caddy won, Brooke. I got to have you say those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Brooke from Dahlonega, and I can't beat Caddy.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Can't beat Caddy time on Wednesdays around 6:40. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, hope you had fun. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kix 101.5.
Congratulations, Caddy. That is two wins in a row.
Oh, there he is right there. I'm gonna hold him out of the door.
Yeah,
we're almost done.
Outside.
We're
almost done, Cadillac. We got this. You go home and watch some Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
And that's what we'll get to do. Because we're done. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 5 to 10, with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack on Kix 101.5.
That's right. And you know what? Just restart this. Restart this podcast until 5 a.m. tomorrow. Just repeat. Run it back.
We need the plays.
Run it back. I'm serious.
We don't have any keywords, but hey, you can always find us online too. At Allie Mack Radio, at ATL Cadillac, and...
at Chase B. Hill.
There you go. On all social media platforms, are you that?
Instagram,
you're so
Chase B. Hill. We're waving right now. You can't see that. Bad radio. We're waving bye.
Bye.
Bye. Still waving. All right.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kix 101.5.